Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening Podcast. It's your host, Colleen. Wow. Holy cow. What a Mercury retrograde first day. Big bang. Big bang. I'm sure I am not alone right now. It is nighttime on the 27th, and it's officially started stationing retrograde. And let me tell you, it's in Libra, and I'm definitely finishing out my crazy day with some self-care. I went, took a nice shower, washed my hair, did a deep conditioning, actually shaved my legs. Now, you know, it's been a little bit for the last 2 weeks now that we're headed towards fall, but I put lotion and now I have this mask on. I get the Ipsy bags and I got the Good Jeans all-in-one acid treatment. It says 15 minutes. I'll have it on for about, 45 minutes by the time I'm done with this, but I figure better start burning any of those sun marks I've gotten myself on my face. So let's talk today. First of all, I want to say, as we go into Mercury retrograde, we're going to talk the good and the bad. And with Mercury, oftentimes it's so associated with being bad or annoying or whatever is because it often brings outside challenges or circumstances. It is annoying, but I don't find it too, I don't know, especially when it's in an air sign. When it's an air sign, I feel like it's things that are more detached from us that are happening outside. It's already outside things happening. It's not so personal. But depending on what house this is happening in, the retrograde, it depends, you know, if it's an angular house, it's a really powerful house. It's going to bring a bigger change than, you know, another house, a Canaan house or, so anyway, let me jump. I feel like I'm going all over the place already. I think I sound like this at every Mercury retrograde episode that I do. I find it a little more emotional when Mercury retrogrades in a water planet, right? I mean, we tend to, you know, water is something that is deep. It's emotions. It's our body's made of water. It's the moon. You know, we cry, we sweat, we purge with that. So I find it's like more emotionally purging, or we're just more emotionally triggered when it's in a water sign. I feel like now I've been able to ground myself enough, have enough techniques, but it's usually nothing too scary. It's so associated. Slow down, Colleen, with madness or people scared because there's so many inconveniences and breakdowns. I like to twist it into a new direction. I like to say that this teaches us how to be mutable, how to go with life changes and shifts. Mercury is a mutable planet, right? It goes both ways. It's fast moving, but it shifts and it flows and it finds excitement and then it lets things go and it's on to the next thing. So this is really teaching you how to go through life and just go with what's happening. Because really, we can't change anything that's happening in this moment. All we have is this moment. In fact, all I really have, all that I understand life to be that is not future or past, is me recording this episode with you guys tonight. That's it. So it's really teaching you how to go about life in that way. And you might say, well, how is it teaching us? It's associated with technology breakdowns, travel breakdowns. These are things that Mercury rules. It's associated with communication breakdowns. You know, it's not a good time to sign a new contract or start something new. This is because Mercury can also be a trickster planet, right? It has two sides to it. So it's often said if you do something like that, there might be something revealed later that you did not see there. Now, listen, you got to live life. You got to sign contracts. Things come up. So just take your full precautions, you know, fully read out that detailed plan, fully read out that email before you send it. You know, if you're looking for a new apartment, really, you know, dot your Q's and I's and read your contract through, you know, just take extra precautions during that time and you go with it. But let me tell you what other ways it might come just to tell you about my day today. I made notes so I wouldn't forget because it started off pretty crazy. Got up with the kids, got them ready, ran out, started the day. I thought I had an appointment and I got to my client's house and I rang the doorbell and they kind of buzzed in and out and they were like, oh, hey, sorry, we don't realize your appointment's like right now. So let me get ready. Takes 15 minutes. I have to pee like a racehorse, of course. And I'm just laughing like this is Mercury retrograde. Well, it turns out I still didn't even look at my phone. It was my fault. I actually got the time wrong. I went 2 hours early. When I was there and we were doing some things and I was working with her, her husband said, hey, I got to go out to a cardiology appointment. And then he came back an hour later and was like, oh, I went to my appointment 2 hours early. And that was just the start of it. I said, okay, Mercury retrograde. Again, there's these, you know, schedule mix-ups. I had another client say, hey, I'll see you tonight. I said, oh, wait, you won't see me tonight. Our appointment is for later this week. Oh, yeah, you're right. So that happened. I was going to be on a podcast, Tomorrow's Talk, and I said, they messaged me and they're like, hey, sorry, I'm traveling and there was a delay. So I have to travel during when we were going to interview. Can we do it again? Okay. Another schedule mishap. What else happened? Well, then I was late for the bus. I'd never been late for the bus before. Luckily I could contact someone. I was like, hey, I'm going to be like 3 minutes late. I was stuck in so much construction and again, travel, traffic was everywhere. People were driving like crazy people today. And I got there and I took my kids to Wawa and they spilled a slushie everywhere. And then earlier today I was on the, I was with someone and they got a phone call by someone that they have to work with, but they don't get along with and they just don't want to do it. And then they got off the phone and they started to describe in what ways and why and things like that. And they reached in their pocket to take their phone out and they realized that they never hung up. And it appeared that the other person didn't hang up either. They hung up right away. And so, again, things like that, Mercury retrograde. So if if someone makes you mad on the phone and you hang up and you want to say something about it to whoever's next to you, double check and make sure your phone is hung up, right? That's a communication breakdown. So it's little inconveniences like that. Now, yes, that happens daily in some times, but they usually don't happen this crazy, right? Like I have days like this a few times a year. Usually it's worse the first week that Mercury retrograde starts. Oftentimes, again, while Mercury's retrograding, it's going to have other interactions with other planets that are going to make it more dynamic at different retrogrades and, again, different places of your chart and different times. But as far as just retrograde-y shit, that like today, that's usually the worst the first couple days in schedule. So all of that, guess what? I just sort of, when it happened, when it showed up, whatever's happening, I took a deep breath, said a prayer, and I said, hey, well, I'm just going to go from here and we're going to figure it out. And it all worked out. You know, oftentimes things don't work out when we are already so in our head, 50 thoughts deep, trying to figure out how it's going to work. When we're saying, oh my God, how's this going to work? How's this going to work? What's going to happen? What am I going to do there? What? And start panicking. No, you just handle what is exactly in front of you. You know, oftentimes, I'm not trying to brag here, but I've had receptionists. I'm sure there's some that hate me or other hairstylists, but I've been told that I'm really great to work with, especially with the front desk at salons, because I don't even worry about, I look at my book that day, you know, unless a client wants me to get them in or something like that. And if things are fucked up, because that happens, and I'm sure it's going to happen the next, you know, some point over this retrograde, or just a regular day, if something's messed up, I say, oh, well, you know, if I can't do anything about it, I'm going to handle each client as they walk in my door. And I'm not going to worry about the rest of the day. And everything always works out and I just flow with it. So again, that mutable energy, and I'm triple mutable, right? My big three are all mutable. So I really have that strong energy, and Mercury is trying to teach you, hey, this is how you go into the flow, because these things will separately happen over a span of a month, a couple months. Usually it's not all day, but we need to learn, because that is the important lesson that we can take from this. That's the silver lining. That's it. We, you know, we fight the resistance, and Mercury tells us stop fighting the resistance. You know, during this time, we don't want to act quickly. We don't want to react quickly, you know, with anything. Keep that in mind. Don't react quickly and don't act on something quickly. Think things through, but we are going to want to, you know, we have some good things right now. You know, Mercury will be, it'll be trine with Jupiter, and Mercury will be squared Pluto. Trine with Jupiter is going to be nice, right? Especially in the sign of Libra. So that could bring up love, you know, some sort of change in your aesthetic, or the way, you know, your aesthetic and your mind are finally lining up. Did I already say love, friendship, work, you know, play, like creative work. And Jupiter is either giving you faith, you know, during this time, or new faith to go towards a new project, new faith to pick up an old project. Actually, let me write that down, because that just came, new faith to pick up. pick up a new project. Sorry, guys. New fate to pick up a new project. I know I said that four times. Whatever, you know, just an extra belief, or maybe we'll really pick up a spiritual study. That's going to happen. But Mercury square to Pluto, the underworld, you know? So during this time, we might have a kaputz to something. We might have a kaputz to an idea, a project. Remember, every rejection is a redirection. Okay, so remember that no matter what is happening, there might be a sudden, again, kaput to some sort of idea or some sort of project. You know, there might be also like, you know, if you're borderline with some friends right now, this might be a time where like you see some friendships end, you see some breakups end, you know, some things like that happen. And often though, with Mercury, I think though, we're going to see more of just like, it coming to a head because of beliefs, you know, disbeliefs, things you don't trust, you know, again, like this is a time you find out if someone's shit talking you, you know, there's so many different directions. Again, it depends on your chart and what's happening. Mine is happening in my house of money, opposite my house of other people's money. Again, it's deeper, but in a simple way. And so we'll see how that played out or how that is going to play out. With that, and something, you know, I want to share a few things with you before I end this about Mercury retrograde. Again, it being in an air sign, I find that, and I said it did have friendship and love, but maybe a more detached version of it, you know, because it's in an air sign versus when it's in a water sign. A fire sign tends to bring a little craziness too, but in a different way. Air, you're going to find just a lot of thinking, a lot of detached. Maybe you're going to feel detached from lovers, friends, something like that is going to be brought up during this time. But again, more with how we handle this, because remember, this is teaching us to have mutable energy, how to go with the flow. Imagine how beautiful life would be if you could stop and just go with the flow with half the things in your life. It would be smooth. Each planet is here to bring us a lesson, and that's one of them. But one of my sources throughout the years that I love to read and listen to his astrology predictions of what's happening is astroking.com. And something he said, especially with Mercury square to Pluto, the more extreme your idea, you know, or the more you force the use to convince others of something, you know, in yourself and other people, if you're trying to get something by someone in a sly way, the more you're going to be met with criticism, arguments, and conflict. And to take that even deeper, you know, what we put out, we get back. What we reflect is really apparent in our energy. We can't see that in others, you know, what we're not reflecting during that time. So that is that. But something else I want to read to you. A book I suggest if you really want to understand the seven basic classical planets, you know, in Hellenistic traditional astrology we study. A great book, and it's kind of, you know, it has major traditional astrologers talking in it, but they wrote this a very long time ago, so it's retaught, it's rewrote in this book. My words always get so screwed up during this, more than they already do. Sometimes I try to remember to come back around, but eventually I'll have someone on the other side reminding me to come back around, Colleen, come back around to the episode. Anyways, the classical seven planets, source, text, and meaning. Get that book, order it on Amazon right now. It breaks down all those planets and into a really like philosophical, like spiritual meaning. What do they mean? Almost describing their energy, how they work in that sort of way and what they mean. Without, this is Proclus. Oh God, I'm so embarrassed. Any professional astrologers that may listen to this, like I know I said that wrong and I've heard it a million times, but it's an ancient astrologer. On the Theology of Plato, translated by Thomas Taylor. But in this part of Mercury in the general notes about the planet, he says, without Mercury, there is no awareness, nothing we would recognize as consciousness. As consciousness, Mercury goes in multiple directions. It can be outward focused, it can be inward focused, and convey information back and forth. That is what is happening on a basic way right now, but it's happening all kind of screwed up and in different ways. And it's not all bad. You know, this is a time for reversals. If something got taken away or something like that during retrograde, you, and if it's meant for you in whatever way, it can come back during this time. It's a time to restart. It's a time to recharge. I always have good vacations during Mercury retrograde. I usually tend to go on Mercury retrograde vacations. There's always like some screw ups, but I've learned just to like, I know it's going to happen. So I just laugh about it or whatever, or just figure once I get beyond that moment, you know, and I don't react, it all works out smoothly. So it ends up being really great though, because it is a good time to relax and resurface. And I think especially in the sign of Libra, to really enjoy and rethink what joy is to you. What is, you know, again, Mercury's here to bring consciousness. What does love mean to you? What does joy mean to you? What does friendship mean to you? And if it's not aligning with what's happening in your life currently, you know, rethink how you can get there, how you can align to that. That's going to be super important during this time. Whew. I feel pretty good though. I feel like that went well for Mercury retrograde too. I was like, no, I'm going to get up in the morning and I'm going to do that episode. And I said, nope, I'm going to do it tonight. Don't do that ADHD bullshit, Colleen. Do it tonight. Get it done. I hope everyone got a chance to listen to last week's episode with Joseph. It was so good to have him on there. Again, he is really someone who is out there surviving and thriving, right? Who was at the bottom pits of their mind, body, and soul and put work in. It wasn't easy to get there. And they're still sharing their journey about how it's not always perfect, how they still have these moments, and but how they still understand and honor that they're a growing, amazing human, you know, making magic happen. And I think it's just such a really, I hope that it came across our episode as a really raw and honest, but welcoming and truthful talk about mental illness. Because if you're suffering with it, we have all been there. A lot of people have, I have, he has, people in my life, you know, people I see. And I want to help end the stigma. I want people to talk about it. I want people to be able to not feel alone and say, hey, sometimes this happens to me, or I have this chapter in my life that this is, or this is something I need to, you know, check out about myself. One of those things. So go ahead and give that episode a listen, and Joseph a follow. He writes poems. He is a writer, and that's one of the ways he's able to transmute his energy now when he's riding the waves of the astrology out there. So check that out, and thank you guys again for your support. If you want to support me right now, the best way to support me is send my podcast, send my episode to someone you know, someone who could help out. Just start listening to it. Send me emails. What do you like? What do you don't like? You know, what do you want to hear more of, see more of? Again, I'm getting a little more stable now that I'm resurfacing and re-strategizing everything. Real quick, I had an experience, something I've been creating and working on in the business is doing like astrology birthday parties. And I went and just sort of did one with a friend. She was having it. I said, hey, I just want to like do this and see how it goes. It was the second one I'd done with this person. And it was so much fun. It was so much fun being with these girls that all turned 10. And it was funny because they all had air in Cancer moons. And they were talking like, oh my God, they're talking about this and that. And I read a little bit about their charts. I did just some basic reading and how they kind of lined up with who I thought, right? Like the Capricorn rising. I was like, all right, she's definitely not going to want a lot of makeup and she's going to question me. And she was the cutest little thing. And right away she was just like, yeah, so what does that mean? What is the point of astrology? I don't really want any makeup. I said, I know, you don't want a lot. Yeah, I don't want too much makeup. But she was so funny and cute. But then she had a Pisces moon. So then we kind of got in there a little bit. You know, she was an Aquarius sun. So she had so much Saturn that was just like trying to make sense of what was happening. But she, you know, her little flower child came out as we were doing it. But that was a fun experience. So follow me along. You know, my journey is typical Mercury. I've been this and that and up and down and figuring things out. And it's all working somehow at the divine timing. I don't know what it is. But thank you, everyone. You're going to survive it. It's going to be okay. Take a deep breath. Say a prayer. Just don't fret, because all you have is this moment. That is it. When something's going wrong, all you have is that moment. And what can you do next? Focus on nothing else but what you can do next. Have a beautiful week. Love you all. Thank you and goodbye. Mwah.